It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none. And most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've been digging through implementation data all day, and the pattern that keeps emerging is almost embarrassingly simple. The basic tools are crushing the complex systems.
Tell me about it. I just wrapped up a 3-month implementation with a mid-size healthcare provider. And you know what beat their $200,000 enterprise AI solution? A $20 per month ChatGPT Plus subscription that their radiologists started using to draft preliminary reports. The enterprise system is still sitting there, unused.
That tracks with what I'm seeing in creative fields. Everyone wants to talk about Midjourney and DALL-E, but the real game changer for working artists? Basic prompt engineering with Claude for client communications. I saved 12 hours last week just on project briefs and revision notes.
The gap between promise and practice is brutal. We burned through $180,000 trying to build custom AI solutions when off-the-shelf tools would have done 80% of what we needed. The real cost isn't the software, it's the 3 months we lost.
Let's put numbers on this. Average enterprise AI implementation, 6 to 8 months, $150,000, 60% failure rate. Average team adoption of consumer AI tools, 2 weeks, $202,000 per month, 85% still using after 3 months. The data is screaming at us, but nobody wants to hear it.
So why this massive disconnect? The University of Chicago Law Review piece I found highlights how even in legal settings, where you'd expect caution, individual lawyers are racing ahead with consumer tools while firms debate enterprise solutions.
Because Tuesday morning comes, whether you're ready or not. I watched a surgical team start using GPT-4 to summarize case notes. Not sanctioned, not official, just doctors who needed to go home before midnight. Within a month, their documentation time dropped 40%.
The creative industry split is even more dramatic. Agencies are forming AI committees, while freelancers are already delivering AI-assisted work. I know illustrators using Stable Diffusion for concept development who bill the same rates but finish projects in half the time.
That time arbitrage won't last. We're seeing it in startup accelerators. Teams using AI tools effectively have 3 to 5 times the output of traditional teams. One founder I know prototyped an entire SaaS platform using Cursor and Claude in a weekend. Used to take a team 2 months.
The French Senate report on AI in education, Mem on France, shows this pattern globally. Institutional adoption lags individual experimentation by 18 to 24 months. But here's the kicker. Institutional solutions often solve yesterday's problems.
Let's get specific. Maya, walk us through that healthcare implementation. What actually happened on the ground?
Day one, IT department presents a comprehensive AI strategy. Vendor demos, security reviews, compliance checks. Meanwhile, Dr. Chen in radiology is already using ChatGPT to help with differential diagnoses. Not for final decisions, for initial brainstorming.
Same in my studio. While the agency was evaluating enterprise creative suites, I spent $30 on Midjourney and started landing clients who wanted that AI aesthetic. By the time they picked a platform, the trend had shifted.
The speed mismatch is killer. Enterprise sales cycles are 3 to 6 months. AI tools evolve every 3 to 6 weeks. We signed a contract for an AI customer service platform in January. By March, GPT-4 made it obsolete.
Manufacturing is seeing this too. A client spent $2.3 million on predictive maintenance AI. 6 months later, a technician built something better with AutoML tools for $5,000. The expensive system required data scientists. The cheap one, the maintenance team could actually use.
The legal implications are fascinating. That Chicago Law Review article notes how AI-generated content is creating copyright chaos. But practitioners aren't waiting for clarity. They're building workarounds.
In healthcare, we can't wait. A psychiatrist I work with uses Claude to help draft treatment plans. Legally gray? Absolutely. But when you have 40 patients in 4 hours, you adapt or burn out.
The copyright issue is real, though. I had a client reject work because Midjourney was trained on unlicensed images. Now I use Adobe Firefly, more limited, but legally cleaner. That's the kind of practical trade-off nobody talks about.
Legal killed our first AI product launch. We built a contract analysis tool, but legal couldn't clear the liability. 6 months of development, dead. Now we stick to internal tools only.
Financial services learned this early. Trading algorithms, heavily regulated. Internal research tools, deploy immediately. One hedge fund I tracked made 10x returns on AI investment, all from internal efficiency, not trading.
What about failures? Everyone talks success, but what's actually breaking?
Integration nightmares. Hospital system tried connecting AI diagnostic tool to their EMR. 8 months, $400,000, still doesn't work. Meanwhile, doctors copy-paste between systems and get results today.
Creative tools are failing at scale. Midjourney is magic for one image. Need consistent brand assets across 100 pieces? Good luck. I spent 2 weeks trying to maintain character consistency. Finally hired a traditional illustrator.
Customer service AI is the biggest lie in tech. Reduce support costs 90%. Reality, customers hate it. Agents spend more time fixing AI mistakes, and you still need humans for anything complex. We ripped ours out after 3 months.
The failure patterns are predictable. Overambition, 78% failure rate. Phased approach, 73% success. Start small or die. One manufacturing client succeeded by beginning with single production line, not entire factory.
So what's the Tuesday morning playbook? Someone listening needs to start tomorrow.
Healthcare providers, start with documentation. Get Anthropic's Claude, train 3 power users, measure time saved, budget $500 per month, expect ROI in 6 weeks. Skip the committees.
Pick one workflow bottleneck. For me, it was client communication. $20 ChatGPT subscription saved 10 hours weekly. Don't try to AI generate final work. Augment your process.
Startups, use AI for internal tools first. Customer facing comes later. Cursor for coding, Claude for documentation, Whisper for meeting transcription. $200 month transforms a 3-person team into a 10-person output.
Enterprises, stop buying platforms, run 3-month pilots with consumer tools. Measure actual usage, not projected ROI. If adoption hits 50%, then consider enterprise versions.
The support infrastructure gap keeps coming up. What's missing?
Training that acknowledges reality. Every vendor promises intuitive AI, but doctors need to know when to trust outputs. We developed a simple framework, AI for first draft, human for decisions. Took one afternoon to train, transformed workflows.
Prompt libraries are gold. Agencies hoarding their prompts like trade secrets. I share mine freely. Rising tide lifts all boats. Best portrait prompt I have came from a competitor who became a collaborator.
Version control for AI workflows. When OpenAI updates models, outputs change. We lost a week's work when GPT-4 responses shifted. Now we snapshot everything. Test updates in sandbox first.
Metrics that matter. Everyone measures accuracy. Nobody measures time to implementation. A 95% accurate system nobody uses loses to 80% accurate system in daily use.
Let's talk specific vendors. Who's delivering? Who's deceiving?
OpenAI delivers raw capability but zero enterprise features. Anthropic's Claude better for healthcare, more conservative, better citations. Google's MedPalm promises everything, delivers headaches.
Adobe's building solid creative AI, but it's slow and safe. Midjourney is Wild West, incredible results, legal nightmares. Stability AI opens doors but requires technical skills most creatives lack.
For startups, GitHub Copilot transformed our development speed. Notion AI handles documentation. Perplexity.ai replaced 3 research contractors. Skip Jasper. Copy.ai, overpriced wrappers around GPT.
Enterprise vendors are struggling. Salesforce Einstein, IBM Watson. Legacy systems with AI lipstick. Palantir delivers but costs fortune. Best ROI, Microsoft. Boring but integrated everywhere already.
What about team resistance? The human element seems crucial.
Fear drives resistance. Radiologist thought AI would replace her. Showed her how it handles routine cases, frees her for complex ones. Now she's our biggest advocate, teaching others.
Artists are terrified and excited simultaneously. Key is positioning AI as assistant, not replacement. I still sketch concepts. AI helps me explore variations faster. My style, amplified.
Engineers were skeptical until they tried it. One senior developer said AI suggestions were junior level. A week later, he admitted it caught bugs he missed. Pride is expensive.
Change management data shows voluntary adoption beats mandatory every time. One manufacturing plant let workers choose AI tools. 90% adoption. Another mandated specific system. 30% adoption, 50% actively sabotaged it.
Cost reality check. What are people actually spending versus saving?
Small clinic, $500 a month in AI tools, saving $8,000 a month in overtime. Large hospital, $50,000 implementation, saving $200,000 annually. But hidden cost, 3 months of chaos during transition.
Freelancer perspective, $150 a month in AI subscriptions, billing same rates but taking 50% more clients. Agencies spending $5,000 a month on enterprise tools often get worse results than my setup.
Startup math is brutal. We spend $2,000 a month on AI tools, save $30,000 a month in salaries we don't need to pay. But learning curve cost us $50,000 in mistakes first quarter.
Enterprise reality, average AI project budget $250,000, actual spend including overruns $400,000, success rate at that scale 40%. Better approach $10,000-$25,000 experiments, success rate 70%.
Integration nightmares. Everyone mentions them. Specific examples?
EMR integration is healthcare's Vietnam. Vendor promise seamless connection. Reality, 17 different data formats, no standard API, manual mapping for 2,000 fields. Still not working properly.
Creative tools don't talk to each other. Generate image in Midjourney, edit in Photoshop, animate in After Effects. Each step loses AI metadata. Spent week building janky automation with Zapier.
Customer data is the worst. Our AI needed clean inputs. Our CRM data was garbage. Spent 2 months cleaning data before AI could even start. Nobody budgets for that.
Manufacturing client had 7 different systems. AI needed data from all. Integration quote, $800,000. Their solution? Hired intern to copy-paste between systems. Works better than integration would have.
Success metrics. What should people actually measure?
Time saved per task, not accuracy scores. Our radiology AI is 92% accurate, meaningless number. Reports completed before 6 p.m., that's what matters. Went from 40% to 85%.
Client revisions. Pre-A averaged 3.5 rounds. With AI-assisted concepting, 1.8 rounds. Clients see options faster, decide quicker. That's $2,000 saved per project in my time alone.
Deploy velocity, pre-AI, 2 features per month. With AI, 8 features per month. Quality dropped initially, but iteration speed meant we found product market fit faster.
Employee retention in AI adopting departments versus traditional. 15% better retention where AI reduces grunt work. ROI calculations miss this. Hiring costs dwarf software costs.
Final thoughts. What's the one thing people get wrong?
Thinking AI is all or nothing. Best implementations augment specific tasks. Trying to revolutionize everything guarantees failure. Pick one painful workflow, fix it, then expand.
Believing AI creativity equals human creativity. AI generates, humans create. I use AI like a very fast, very weird assistant. The moment you forget that, the work becomes soulless.
Underestimating switching costs. Not financial. Psychological. Team using tool for 6 months won't switch to better option. Choose thoughtfully first time or live with consequences.
Ignoring compound effects, 10% efficiency gain seems small. Compounded over team, over months, it's transformative. Small improvements, consistently applied, beat moonshots every time.
So tomorrow morning, pragmatic practitioners should
pick one task you hate. Find simplest AI tool that helps. Use it for 1 week. Measure time saved. If positive, expand. If not, try different task. Stop overthinking. Start experimenting.
Share your learnings. AI advantage disappears when everyone has it. Build community. Exchange prompts. Celebrate failures. We're all figuring this out together.
Budget for learning, not just tools. First month will be slower, not faster. That's normal. Month 3, you'll wonder how you worked without it. Month 6, you'll be teaching others.
Track everything. Time spent, money saved, mistakes made. Real data beats vendor promises every time. Build your own success metrics. What matters to your workflow?
The pattern's clear. Simple tools, pragmatic application, measured results. While institutions debate, practitioners adapt. Tuesday morning doesn't wait for perfect solutions. It demands good enough ones that work today. Start small, fail fast, scale what works. The revolution's already here. It's just not evenly distributed yet.